The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm John.
I'm Peter.
And I'm Adam.
Josh. Oh, no, we're Joshless today.
Yeah. No Josh.
You may notice that this audio podcast sounds a little better than normal.
Yeah, we
apologize for that. You know?
It's manned by
it's not
a
that
real
we apologize
producer.
For this one. So we well, apologize we don't, for all the other ones.
Right, but we don't want people to know how good it could be.
Oh.
So they
we hold it back. Yeah. We tantalize them with quality, but we never deliver.
Push one random button and slide one random bar an eighth of an inch.
I muted you for that last little part just to...
Push the
yeah, there you go.
Good choice. Already a better show.
So we're storming outside right now.
Yeah.
And there is a 50-50 chance at least that we could lose power.
Losing power is a real possibility tonight.
It already happened, just not close to us.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this podcast and it just kind of ends, that's all
why.
We got.
That's all
blame
she
Mother
wrote.
Nature.
We didn't leave you on purpose. We
also,
promise.
Sorry we missed a stream on Monday if that was the case.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking about, John?
Well, we're going to talk about the RLCSWC.
What was that? What was that?
CLSWC?
RLCSWC?
No, it'd be the S. What's...
Rocket League Championship Series.
No, it's Suck It League, John. That's
and
the
then
name
it's
of it.
World Championship.
Suck It League.
It's just, they
Suck
call it the RLCS.
Some fan catering right there. Fan
yeah,
catering.
Yeah.
And
it's the only one you get, Mike.
Yeah, that's it. And so that took place over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the World Championships for professional Rocket League gaming for everybody who's able, the professional teams, to
those
make
dudes
it.
Dudes rolling in the puss.
Dude.
Professional
maybe
Rocket
not,
League players.
But...
They're making some money.
I'd blow them.
You know, yeah, fair enough. You're right. At the same time, they're bringing in way more than I bring in a whole year.
Yep.
It's not bad for a weekend's work.
Well, I mean, if you win. If you're
you
a shitty
win.
Team, then
yeah.
you probably aren't
you're probably
really
either
probably
making
paid.
A lot less than what you're making or somewhere
you
around.
You got a full-time job and you play in the evenings.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta commit. So who is playing?
Well,
Lots
of people. You had G2, you had Chiefs, you had PSG, Pale Horse Esports,
Cloud9,
Ghost Gaming, Mocket Esports, European team, which I hate. I don't know why, I just don't like them.
I just found a new favorite
NRG.
Team.
NRG, Method, and then, yeah, that's pretty much it. But they,
I heard of one of those
Pale Horse fucking got there and sucked it up. Lost to PSG, 0-3 rounds, so PSG 3 and out at them. And then they dropped down to the lower bracket because it's double elimination, and they played Mocket Esports, and they lost again 0-3.
Is there?
They were like,
was there some sort of expectation? Sorry, Pete, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, let's go. Go ahead.
While we're talking about Pale Horse sucking it up, like, was there some sort of expectation coming into this finals
the
that
they fact
were going to kill
it? Made it, you would think then they were going to at least be a contender. I don't think they were by any means, like, they were kind of considered an underdog from the get-go.
Granted, they did terrible, but it's not this crazy, crazy upsets where they were slated to go, like, pretty deep into the tournament and then
they were probably still really good, but when you're playing at that level, the difference, the, like, small differences make a huge difference.
Sure.
Were there qualifiers leading up to this tournament?
Oh, yeah, the whole season.
So were they doing well in the qualifiers, Pale Horse?
Well, there's way more teams than this in Rocket League, so they were doing good to even make it to the World Championships, but they just got there and choked hard, like so hard.
So scroll back up real quick.
Yeah.
So it looks like the is it Mocket, Ghost, NRG, and Method that did the best because they're only in the upper quarterfinal bracket. They're not playing in the upper round one. It looks like.
Yeah, and so
probably
like
buys
here
people that got to skip
you'll
round
see
one.
G2, which was the team I like because they got Krenovi. Went ahead and ended up, they lost to Gale Force, which knocked them down in the loser bracket. Mocket lost to Ghost, which knocked them down. PSG happened to beat Cloud9. And then NRG ended up losing to Method, which I thought was crazy because NRG was supposed to be really, really good. and they got knocked out as soon as they went into the lower bracket to Chiefs right out the gate, which was surprising.
Because
Chiefs weren't really expected. The Chiefs were kind of playing out of their minds, though, in comparison from what I hear, because I don't really follow them, but they do have one of my favorite players in Rocket Leagues as well, which is Jake, primarily a defender. But what's awesome about him is he makes crazy saves, but then he also will, like, take that save sometimes and, like, fly dribble ball, the ball whole way across the map and, like, dunk it on the other team. And you're just like, that's your defender? Like, because he's got... So he's, like, one of my favorite people to watch.
But so are they playing rotational play at this level? Mm-hmm. Like, he just starts as the defender, or,
so
like, usually
he just happens
it.
To be the one that tends to hang back more, but he still comes up on the rotate and stuff all the time. Everybody makes saves. There's no way for not every person on the team to be a good defender, because the way the ball, like, the shots will be coming one after another until they can get it cleared out of there.
I'd say their histograms are probably only off by a level. Like, this guy's... pretty, like, much a little better at defending, but not just a little not good at
every time you
offense.
Think somebody's about to score, Jake's the guy who comes flying out of nowhere and just, like, blasts it away from his goal.
What we try
like,
to do every time.
And Cloud9 was supposed to be really, really good, and they did really good. G2 beat Mocket, the European team, which made me super happy. And then they beat PSG. G2 was huge underdogs against PSG, but G2 was kind of the fan favorite. For
Cloud9
the whole thing,
because of the Krenovi.
Yeah,
I mean they're popular identities even outside of the Rocket League. Like,
yeah, and
community.
It's Krenovi is the real reason people were excited to see G2 back, because they won it in 2014 or maybe 2015, and then haven't been back to the World Championship since.
So it looks like they did pretty all right. I mean, they almost
they did
made
great.
It back.
They got all the way to the lower bracket. Semifinal. Ended up losing to Cloud9.
So explain the lower and upper really quick. What happens if they get all the way up there?
Basically, the way it works is, since it's double elimination, you're in the upper bracket till you lose. You drop to the lower bracket. And then it's a longer battle. You have to battle your whole way through the lower bracket. And then in the semifinals up here, like this, so like Gale Force played Method.
But they were
in
both
the upper
undefeated.
Semifinals, yeah. Exactly. So when Method lost to Gale Force, they dropped down and had to play Cloud9. So Cloud9 not only had to play, like, all the way through the lower bracket, then when it came through, one of the guys from the upper bracket dropped down, they had to play them, too.
So you play more games that way, too?
Yeah.
Like, so Method ended up playing, three sets successively, like, within a single day?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So that was over a couple of days, like 2 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cloud9 played three sets that day as well.
It was a three-day event, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Cloud9 played three games that day. So they played Ghost in the morning... played G2 later in the afternoon after G2 beat PSG, and then had to go and play Method. Right. And then Method lost to Gale Force. And then it was best of seven for the final, and Method got stomped in the last one. So it was like a close game in the semifinal.
And then
the next one, apparently Gale Force had their number for the next game, because it was just super fun to watch. I think...
Do we have some statistics on how many people watched Rocket League event?
Just what I saw on the Twitch viewership. So by the finals, it was like around 200,000 that I could see on Twitch.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's not like crazy amazing or anything like that. And when...
Just to put it into perspective, I mean, like, when people watch the Super Bowl, it's like almost 100 million people.
Yeah.
So...
And how many people did you say were watching, John, when you were watching?
A couple hundred thousand.
Wow. I mean, that's...
And I think Dota and League of Legends, at their height, will give into the, like, low millions, like 1 or 2 million. Which is, that's significant, though. I mean, it's only 1/10 of the viewership, but I mean, it's not as well known, and it hasn't been around nearly as
but
long.
But if
it is not a household thing,
not
like
yet,
the Super
no.
Bowl is.
And
know?
I know,
like, people that don't watch football at all get together to watch the Super Bowl.
It's not as fun to not watch live, but I will say this, if you like Rocket Leagues and you're bummed you missed it, it's all up on Twitch on the Rocket Leagues,
Rocket Leagues.
The RLCS's Twitch account, day one, day two, day three, all saved on there. So you can go back and watch them all. I honestly might again, because I always feel like I play way better after I watch.
Oh,
and
you,
I get ideas for like rotating, like how to play off the walls and stuff. How important it is to contest balls like every time, instead of hanging back and waiting for him to hit it and trying to clear it out. It's better to just get in there and go 50-50 on it with him. And try to have the better position or the better car angle when you collide and push it past them. Because I find myself, I'm a little too passive. And then watching the pros play, there's nothing passive about it. they are always like in each other's faces, like on the ball, like guys flying up for the ball. You can almost be guaranteed that somebody else from the other team is coming for it too and trying to get in the way to just stuff the downfield play. And when you get like double commits and stuff like that, where two people go for the same ball from the other team, if they get blocked, then the other team's got a huge advantage. But yeah, so like you can watch it. I'll probably go back and rewatch it because I love it. If you're a sports fan in general, Rocket Leagues is really exciting to watch. Like the announcers do a really good job. Each round's only 5 minutes.
It doesn't require as much understanding as other esports.
You like, just this guy's trying to score on that guy, and then you watch him do passing plays and stuff, and you just understand the teamwork.
And there's no penalties. It's 5 minutes of go.
Yeah,
like,
There's demoing, and demoing got... They did something in a patch to make demoing a little bit easier. And now demoing is a huge part of the game. And, like, ramming, like, people are getting, like, ultra-aggressive. Like, they'll take a shot. It's like a slow shot. And one of their teammates will demo the goalie right at the last second. Mm-hmm. And the ball just bounced in the goal. And then they're just like, oh, Kronovi with the demo! Because he did that several times.
Sitting in goal a lot harder now.
Yeah. And like, what happens is even if they see it coming, they jump, which is what I do too when I'm playing.
But it'll fuck
the guy
up
drives
your
under, but now you can't really move around in the goal. And
especially
then
if you don't have
advantage.
Boost. Like if you don't have boost and you make that jump, now you've lost all maneuverability in the air.
But
you can twist.
Yeah, but that's not enough. Like if they get the ball up, because your jump, even if you wait towards the apex of your jump in Rocket League and then do the twist, you're still not high enough to get the balls way at the top of the goal.
Oh, no, not at all.
Not even close.
You just gotta hope they hit it towards you.
Even a double jump by itself isn't enough to get to the very top. You can get close, but they could still squeak one over your head without boost.
Did we discuss the winnings for this?
No, it's $250,000 to the first place. I don't know what the breakdown was for the other teams. But that's a...
Check out the schedule really quick. It might be in there.
The $250,000 across a three-person team is pretty pretty good money.
I'll Google it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he looked it up, but he's talking about the other. Like, so just... Mm-hmm. We already know first place, but... So, as far as winnings go, in viewership, they're pretty low on the totem pole, but we were just looking at, before the start of this podcast, the total... Revenue generated from esports.
Which is growing as a whole, which is awesome.
A little over $1 billion.
And by 2020.
By 2020.
So it'll be $1.5 billion by 2020 is the projection.
Do we know what we have now?
Yeah, it's like 600 and something million, right?
So they're getting pretty close.
Five something million?
I mean, yeah.
500
2017, it says $696 million in revenue from 2017. Yeah,
which it makes it a big industry.
And, with an audience size of 385 million.
So we're not like the whole viewership as a whole in esports hasn't even touched the Super Bowl. Ah, oh, man, perspective.
No, we
385 million.
We looked, the Super Bowl 100 million,
385 million.
I know, but there's over the course of time, there's way more people watching the because that's just one event is what I'm my point.
Right.
This is for the whole year. Yeah. But still, I just mean that's a huge amount, 385 million. And they're expecting it by 2020 to go up to like 568 million?
589 million, and they expect it to cross $1.5 billion in revenue.
And that's only a couple of years from now, which is a really impressive growth.
Yeah, it's funny you bring up the Super Bowl because I did look up just out of my own curiosity. It says the NFL generates about $6 billion a year.
Yeah.
So still pretty far away from that, but it's slowly
but
getting
it's
there,
impressive
right?
Like, for such a new thing.
Yeah.
Because football's been around for so long and to grow and to become such a big part of U.S. culture and like identities
so
for
those,
cities
those numbers
and stuff.
Are international for esports, yes?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, if we wanted to get a really good basis for comparison, we need to get all of the sports internationally.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're doing here is we're taking all of the video games and we're summing that revenue. So if we want to take all of the sports and sum that revenue internationally, I'm sure the numbers would be, still a bigger gap. But
well,
it's getting
absolutely.
There.
Yeah. But I just think it's cool how fast online gaming as a whole is growing. I think it's exciting to watch all kinds of online sports, even if you don't play them. Like when I watch Rocket Leagues at home.
Their price pool is only $150,000.
Oh. It might be
$250,000.
Oh, it might be $250 total.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so they got $150 and then $100 for the rest. Okay, that would make sense.
That would not.
Because I looked up the prize pool, which would make sense. The prize pool is $250, but Yeah. So 150 across three people, that's 50 grand a person to play for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's like a year salary for a
plus all those tournaments they played to get to the world championships were all for money as well.
No.
So, I mean, like, you could make a decent living if you're really good, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, look, you can actually look up the top players, and, like, the top 10 have all made, like, upwards of $50,000 this year.
Yeah, which is good for playing a Vigi game.
You know, so look up Sumail. S-U-M-A-I-L.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Or I can do it. Either way.
I got it. I just didn't know if you're talking to me or you're talking to John.
With your fancy new lame phone.
It's not lame.
I'm just kidding.
That's rude.
Is it called the Edge?
S-U-M-I-A-O?
No. I already got it. Don't worry about it.
Of course an iPhone user would say that.
You mean a free phone user who paid $0 for his phone?
No. So I'm just going to look at his total winnings really quick.
Your iPhone.
Approximate total winnings, $2.6 million.
Jesus.
That's one of the Dota players.
Yeah.
So you can make a lot of money. I mean, Dota is like still the highest paid right now.
But I think it's awesome. I'm a huge fan as far as gaming's concerned. I like competitive gaming. So watching competitive gaming tournaments for me, I really, really like it. Just even if I don't know a game, like I could watch Dota and be excited about it just because it's freaking rad to watch people who are crazy good at games that put in the time, you know, and see how good they are. It's mind boggling.
I wonder if there's a, is there like a competitive league for Madden or some shit where people win money?
Yes, there is.
How much money is in that?
That I don't know,
It's a sport of a sport.
Did an interview with the highest rated player in Madden.
Oh, is he crazy?
And he's just some dude from New York. That's what he does.
Yeah, when I throw the football, they catch it, you know? No big deal. One-handed grab whatever, easy, GG.
Yeah, they had a $1 million esports Madden tournament. Okay, so that's pretty significant.
Nerd. Anyways, probably all we're going to say. Just, like I said, we just wanted to talk about esports as a whole and how it's growing, and then also, really, I wanted to talk about, personally, the Rocket League World Championship.
Now, is this something you would go see in person, John?
Absolutely.
Like, if it was close, or you if had it the was money, close or whatever, and, yeah. You know.
Or I could just afford it and get the time off of work. Absolutely. It's a... Like you were saying, it was like, what, $105 for floor seats?
Pricing for 3 days ranges from about $65 to a little over $100, depending on if you want balcony or close-up floor seating.
Right.
Where was this?
I want to say it was in like New York or somewhere over on that side of the country, because I think I looked this up last year and then was like, it's in the U.S., I could totally go. And then, of course, I didn't go.
To put that into perspective. So it was in Washington, D.C.,
oh, yes.
At the MGM National Harbor.
But I would have loved to go.
For the international, it would have cost well over $1,000 for you to go see that, just in tickets.
Was it
for
like,
the whole thing.
Oh, just for the tickets?
Just for the tickets.
Jesus, ball
like, sacks. Like each, like the grand finals is over $100 for the day. And then every day subsequent, which I think is like five total days, some of them are $100, some of them are a little less. But if you were coming to see this, you'd still have to pay for accommodations, obviously.
Yeah, and plane tickets and all kinds of stuff.
For us, it would be very easy. I mean, it's at the Key Arena, so.
Yeah. All right, but I think that's about it. Let us know what you guys think about online gaming. Do you watch it? Are you excited about it growing?
I would have had
I think
known.
We're about to play a competitive game for the stream tonight.
Yeah, we're about to play.
You mean the stream last Monday?
Last Monday.
We're about
Monday.
To commit a little bit of time travel here.
Yeah, I do that all the time. You guys will have to go back in time and watch our... it'll be uploaded on our YouTube channel, so you'll be able to see it even after the fact. You didn't miss nothing. You could find it.
John's going to do really badly.
I'm going to do really bad.
All right, my fault.
But... We missed you guys already, and we'll see you soon.
Yep. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't touch yourself, it'll kill a kitten.